Chapter 4. Jesse's son, Cole, was sitting on the sofa, watching TV and drinking a beer. Cole and Jesse weren't yet at the hugging, "I love you, Dad, I love you, son" stage. It was unclear if they would ever get there. Still, there were moments when Jesse found himself staring at his son in awe. They didn't look much alike, though Cole was tall, athletic, and sturdily built. Cole's looks, as they say in the South, favored his mother. They shared more in terms of personality. Tonight, it wasn't awe in Jesse's eyes, but fear. Fear not for himself. It was the kind of fear he only ever experienced over people he cared for. "Hey," Cole said, not turning away from the screen. "Hey, yourself. It's kind of late for you to be coming back from a meeting. Did you go down to Boston?"
"No meeting tonight. Work."
Cole finally looked away from the screen and at the face of the father he had known for only the last several months. Regardless of the short time, Cole had learned to read Jesse's grudging expressions. He recognized some of them from the mirror. "Something bad, huh?"
17-year-old girl, OD'd.
Cole shook his head, sipped his beer. "Heroin?"
"Yeah.
What made you say that?"
"Say what?"
"Heroin." Cole shrugged. "I don't know. Was she a junkie?" Jesse shook his head.
"The ME doesn't think so. Why?"
"Back home, I mean, before I left L.A., there was a lot of that. Inexperienced users ODing. The cartels are cutting their shit with fentanyl," Jesse said, finishing his son's sentence. "Why do you do that? Ask me a question you know the answer to," Cole asked, angry. Angry was Cole's default setting. He'd shown up in paradise while Jesse was still in rehab, and everyone who'd crossed paths with him, before or since, couldn't miss the massive chip on his shoulder. Although Cole had accepted the truth of what had happened between his mother, Celine, and Jesse all those years ago in L.A., he hadn't been able to shed the resentment and sense of abandonment he'd harbored against his father. Given his struggles with alcohol, Jesse understood how that worked. As Dick said, recognition is the easy part. Just because you know the truth of things, it's impossible to snap your fingers and make patterns of behavior disappear. Logic and reason are woeful in the face of deeply ingrained feelings.
"Sorry," Jesse said. "I was thinking out loud."
"No problem." Cole went back to the TV. Jesse stared at the beer in his son's hand. Most nights it didn't bother Jesse. He had been sober for months now, and drinking had never been a social activity for him anyway. Oh, he drank socially. Drunks didn't need much prompting. For Jesse, though, it wasn't his drinking alone that did him in the end. He had been around a lot of drinkers and lots of drinks since returning from rehab. It was hard at first, but easier all the time. And when sobriety got challenging, he'd just call Bill, his sponsor, and Bill would talk him down. Tonight, though, that beer looked pretty damn appealing. Cole noticed Jesse staring at the beer. "Sorry." Before Jesse could stop him, Cole clicked off the TV, went into the kitchen, and poured the beer down the sink. They might not have worked everything out, and they still tiptoed around each other, but Cole didn't want Jesse to go back down the rabbit hole. He wasn't sure what he wanted from Jesse. He wasn't sure when he came to town, and he wasn't sure now. At least he had a better idea of what he didn't want. He hadn't come all the way across the country to watch alcohol destroy his father the same way cancer had destroyed his mother. Although Cole still lugged that chip around on his shoulder, he was smart enough to know that parent issues were more easily resolved with a living parent than with a dead one. Cole poured the rest of the six-pack down the sink as well. Jesse said, "Thanks."
"Whatever. I'm going to bed. Daisy's got me in early tomorrow, doing some prep work in the kitchen."
"You're going to work there for the rest of your life?"
Cole laughed, but it wasn't a happy laugh. You got me the job there. You embarrassed?
Never.
Cole tried not to smile at that, but failed. No, I'm not going to work there the rest of my life. Who knows, maybe I'll become a cop.
Jesse knew Cole was trying to get a rise out of him.
Uh-huh, was all Jesse said to that.
Good night.
The beer might have been down the drain, but the smell of it hung in the air. Jesse filled the kitchen sink up with soap and water, then let it drain out. When that was done, he dialed Bill's number and talked about why it was better to be sober. As they talked, Jesse kept picturing Heather Mackey's lifeless body in her bed, surrounded by her little girl's stuffed animals.